This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Uncertainty about possible U.S. tax reform from the Trump White House is slowing the development of affordable housing in Massachusetts. The possibility of tax cuts is lowering the value of a key funding mechanism for affordable housing. WBUR's Simone Rios explains in this Bostonomics report.
Bart Mitchell stands next to a snowy field along the train tracks in Jamaica Plain. Mitchell's company expected the spot to be a work site right now, with 78 units of affordable housing. But then the elections happened.
And we're standing looking at some land where we hoped to be in construction on some beautiful new mixed-income housing, but we aren't started construction because of what's changed to the low-income housing tax credit marketplace.
The $8 billion tax credit, known as LIHTC, is the key to developing affordable rental housing in the U.S. About 90% of this housing is financed with these tax credits. The basics of the program are simple. The state awards tax credits to developers through a competitive process. Developers sell them to investors who use them to save money on tax day. But the value is tied to the corporate tax rate. If taxes go down, as many expect to happen under Republican control, so does the value of the tax credits. The uncertainty alone is causing banks to revisit terms with developers, and the value of the tax credits has gone down at least 10%.
On November 9th, there were investors saying, we may not want to proceed with tax credit investments for the next many months. We may pull out of projects that you thought we were committed to.
Mitchell heads a nonprofit affordable housing developer that operates in 15 states. After the elections, the project in Jamaica Plain suddenly faced a $700,000 funding gap. The uncertainty in the tax credit market is also bad news for builders in the state. Joe Rettman heads NEI General Contracting. He says a quarter of his work is funded by low-income housing tax credits.
Now, we probably have four projects that were slated to start in the first quarter that are being delayed. And, you know, the answers that we're getting from those particular jobs are, we're working on it.
The sudden decrease in the value of low-income housing tax credits could affect 23 projects and more than 1,000 units that were awarded LIHTC credits in Massachusetts last year. The housing will likely be built, but it could deplete money for future developments. Again, Bart Mitchell of the Community Builders.
There will be less affordable housing built because the existing resources will have to fill gaps on existing projects rather than be saved for funding the next projects.
Mitchell was able to patch the money together so his project in Jamaica Plain will still go forward, albeit half a year behind schedule. WBUR spoke with affordable housing developers across the state and found they're all facing similar challenges. Despite the unpredictability in the market, many in the industry are optimistic about what tax reform will mean for low-income housing tax credits. David Gasson is a VP at Boston Capital, one of the largest investors in affordable housing in the country. Gasson, who sits on WBUR's advisory council, expects a bipartisan group in Congress to support an enhanced version of LIHTC.
What we're working on is, at a minimum, the value will be consistent, if not greater. So we're hoping that actually after tax reform, the value is greater for affordable housing.
Gasson is scheduled to meet next week with members of the Trump administration to discuss affordable housing and the future of the low-income housing tax credit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market, ngkf.com.